Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
And today, we're excited to announce that the New Life Perspective Show is brought to you by BioHealthScan, offering you a better way to manage your health.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Liz Larson, and I'm here with my friend,
Bill McKenna.
Hey, Bill McKenna. And we have the great privilege of having one of our practitioners here from Australia. Her name is Lilith Avalon, and she goes by Lily. She lets us call her Lily, which we love. And she said that the thing that she wants the world to know is how important it is for people in the helping trades, therapists, practitioners, to stay out of the story and to allow people to be in control of their own healing. And she said that is the most important message, which is an amazing message, isn't it, Bill McKenna?
Well, gosh, it certainly is. You know, people all day long, for years, you hear about, well, I do this work, but it drains me. You know, I have to drink afterwards, to calm down, all these things, Lily. I like to call you Lilith. By the way, I love her last name. It's my favorite place in the world, Avalon.
And your Cogno Movement Balls have that as their trademark company too.
That's our company. It's named after Avalon. And so I was just so happy to see your last name. But this subject that Lily brought up is really makes. I believe the work viable. Like you hear about people that have been in some sort of healing arts for a long time getting sick, but I believe that they simply started taking on other people's problems. You're listening to problems all day, but one of the things that I find just amazing is that as Cogno Movement practitioners, because of this simple skill, and it is a skill, it's a learned skill, that instead of needing a drink after helping somebody, you're absolutely filled with energy and joy. It's like so fun. It's so fun, but you were engaged with somebody who has a horrible trauma. It's like, how could that be fun? Well, you helped them out of the hole, you pulled them out of the mud, and they're filled with happiness and joy. And that only adds to your thrill of and satisfaction, really purpose-driven life. So this episode, I think, is really so important. And I love that you brought it up. I don't think we've ever had an episode on this subject.
No, I don't think we have either. And it is so important. And I, before we dig in and introduce Lily, I just want to say that this, even if you're not helping other people, and I have a feeling that very few people who listen to the show are not helping other people in some way, but even if you're not a professional, this concept is so powerful in our lives, staying out of other people's stories and letting them find their own solution. So with that being said, welcome Lily Avalon, and please tell everybody who you are, what you do, what you're all about.
Thank you, Liz. I'm so happy to be here with you and Bill. As Liz said, my name is Lily. I work as an acupressure therapist and an energy healer. So a lot of my day is helping people through whatever's going on in their life, be it physical, emotional, relationships, etc. And I have recently come into being a practitioner for cognitive movement and found that it has just enhanced my ability to help people through a lot of different practices, but predominantly staying out of the story. So this is a very close to home subject to me.
So where are you in the world? Tell everybody that.
Yeah, I'm in Australia, in Brisbane, which is in sunny Queensland. So it's perpetually summer here. It's a beautiful place to be. But Bill was just commenting on how lovely all of the birds sound outside, very tropical. And I work, I have a clinic in Brisbane CBD in South Brisbane, West End area. So it's a really nice clinic space, very close to all the groovy cafes and the river as well.
And you also have a background in psychology, correct?
I do, yes. So I studied psychology at Griffith University here in Brisbane, and I found that it, although psychology has some beautiful principles, I really enjoyed doing neuroscience and developmental psychology. It just, in a clinical setting, in working with people, a lot of the things that I was taught, such as CBT, were good, but they just weren't getting the results. So I started looking for other options as well. And that's how I fell into both acupressure and cognitive movement.
Yeah, I mean, you're a very integrative healer. You have a lot of skills under your belt, which is, you know, a lot of times that's who's attracted to cognitive movement, is the people who are already really accomplished at other things, and they add this in. So let's dig in and talk about this topic. Staying out of the story, so close to my heart too. What does that really mean to you?
To me, staying out of the story really means that I'm not getting emotionally invested in the roller coaster and feeling like I'm responsible for somebody else's journey. So that kind of looks like what it used to look like for me, especially, is if somebody came to me with a story, be it a friend or a client, or a problem that they had, I would immediately start getting tight and feeling all their feelings and immediately start overthinking about, oh my God, what options do we have? What can I think about to solve this problem as quickly as possible, because I'm uncomfortable now, as well as them being uncomfortable. And so it really takes a toll. I had noticed that, yeah, I would go home from work and I would still be thinking about the people that I had been helping during the day, going, oh, well, they also mentioned this and that thing in their life they could improve, and how could I get them to do this? And so it became quite overwhelming and took up a lot more time than it should, you know, especially as a client, you're getting paid per hour and then suddenly you're working for them mentally for 5 hours. And yeah, I really noticed that it was, like Bill mentioned, starting to take a toll on me physically and emotionally. So I was becoming a little bit more uncomfortable with big things that people were coming to me with, such as complex PTSD or sexual assault, etc. So yeah, staying out of the story means being able to just come back into yourself and know that that's their story, this is your story, and being able to sit calmly in that space with them without taking on all their energy without feeling everything they feel, or at least thinking that you are. And just allowing them that space. You're basically holding space for them instead of sitting in it with them. So that's what it means to me.
So what do you feel like staying out of the story means to everybody else? Like, having somebody hear that saying, well, they're saying stay out of the story. What do you think they're hearing? What do you think it means?
Not adding to the story. So not interjecting their version of someone else's reality and telling them where to go, what to do, how to do it, or their opinion of whoever's involved in the story being the reality that the other person has as well.
And most people probably don't know this, but a lot of practitioners do have this expectation of the other person's outcome, like what you expect for them to achieve during the session. You know, we know we're not supposed to, but we do. So what did that mean to you? Like having that expectation of them healing or changing or?
Oh, definitely. I had so many expectations on how their healing should go, especially because, you know, I'm a bit of a nerd. So I have all the research of like, okay, well, this problem equals these things and it needs to go forward like this. And it was just making so many assumptions about people and how they should act and feel and do. And yeah.
So this is interesting, Bill. You and I, you know, we have learned this lesson so many times, and we teach it so diligently to our practitioners about not putting on the other person what their outcome is or what their problem is. And we find how shocked we are at the end of a Cogna movement session about what the problem really was, right?
And just, you know, it's absolutely confounding to hear what the actual problem is. You know, I've had people that have a problem driving as an adult, driving a car as an adult, and they literally have to pull over to the side of the road because and have somebody come and get them because it's raining, and they feel such overwhelm, and it came back to somebody looked in their window when they were a teenager in their home, and they called the police. I mean, what, how does, wait, no, you know, it's like, how does that relate to that? Anyway, it's amazing how that things unwind and the knowing, you know, like, we always think we know, oh, I know what your problem is. Oh yeah. Your problem is you need to forgive somebody. You know, and that's what we actually know. The problem is, you know, something you couldn't even, you know, a fear of fried chicken. You know, it's just, you know, who knows what it is. You can't even, like in your most wild dreams, if somebody gave you 1 million guesses, you would never, ever guess what the person needed in their life in that moment.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And for those of us who are intuitive as well, or even have strong psychic abilities, we will often think we feel what that person's problem is. We kind of have an idea, we know, right? And even with that, what we're doing is we're feeling the strongest pattern in their nervous system. That's the hit we're getting, right? And it'll often be the problem that exists in their life right now. But what cognitive movement practitioners do is we're following the pattern of the nervous system, and the nervous system always has an originating injury that everything else is built on. And that's how you get from I'm driving and I need picked up and I'm having so much anxiety to somebody looked in my window when I was 17, because there's this original insult to the nervous system that creates a feeling. And so when we learn how to completely stay out of the story and follow the pattern of the nervous system, we get these beautiful unfoldings. Like, my problem is my mom didn't give me a popsicle when I was four, you know, and the person's not only one problem collapse, but the lifetime of problems collapse around that too. So Lily, just, we have 2 minutes before the break, but I wanted to ask you, like, was this shocking to you the first time you experienced this?
It was, actually. I think theoretically I knew that being in someone else's story was not the greatest choice. But when it was highlighted to me, and when you, like, through cognitive movement, gain those skills that you teach so well, you realize as you're going through this process with the first person normally and staying out of the story that person has all the tools and resources they need in order to correct or heal whatever is going on for them, instead of thinking, I need all the degrees and I have to have all the knowledge. It's like you mentioned, the map is not the territory. So even if you do have an awareness of kind of what's going on, it's not what the person is experiencing. And you might never find that beautiful piece of gold hidden away in there that was the original thing that started all of that stack of problems.
Yeah, I think it's human nature. We try to relate. Like, oh, I've had an experience like that before, so I know what you've been through. And you absolutely do not. You don't, because your experience is never going to be the experience of that original injury that they had that gives them the framework for why they feel the way they do today. And so I think it's why so many therapies kind of do fall short, is because we're working in a more superficial way, unknowingly, when the nervous system is really the place that holds the keys. So let's take our first break and we'll hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio Network. And when we come back, we'll just dig a little bit deeper into why allowing people to find their own answer is the best way to go and helps them get the greatest outcomes. So right now, let's hear from the good folks at the UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. initial quality study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also, that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right, and we're back. We're here with Lily Avalon in Queensland, Australia. And we are talking about staying the heck out of the story to get the best results. So, Bill, what do you think about this? Allowing people to come to their own conclusion, finding their own answer versus providing them with the answer.
Well, you know, this is the whole thing, you know, back when we grew up, you know, there was the psychiatrist couch and they're like, and how does that make you feel? You know, you know, the guy sitting there and you know, saying, how does that make you feel? And so now the concept's new. However, what is vastly different is that with cognomovement, the people are accessing other parts of their brain. And what I mean by that is that we do these eye movements, which help a person to access a part of the brain that they don't normally use. Now, all of us have eye patterns. I look down to the left, I look down to the right. Even when you watch us do this interview, you're going to see Liz looking down to the right a lot. You're going to see me flashing over to my upper left and upper right like I do. You know, Liz is very used to watching me do that, you know, and it turns out that I'm simply accessing a certain part of my brain because everywhere I look is a different part of my brain. And we all have a pattern that we do. And that turns into what part of the brain is active and how I operate, what I feel in life. Do I feel dejected and like I'm never invited? Do I feel like, you know, I feel like abundant and prosperous or whatever? They're all different parts of the brain. So anyway, this whole thing is interesting and pertinent because what we do in this modality is to find the area the eyes don't want to be, which is a part of the brain that is not really functioning in the optimal way with Cogno. And so with that, these new ideas come to them. So it goes kind of double. It's like it's a double whammy. The person's going to come to their own idea of the solution because the area of the brain that they're going to access, they would never access because the eyes feel a lot of strain in certain positions. They feel a lot of blinking in certain positions. They call it nystagmus. And what we know is that is directly correlated to the part of the brain that has a problem emotionally, physically, whatever. So the problem and the solution are in the same place. And these person are going to get all new ideas. And that's why when we're doing this, I'm like always aghast at the new idea because my idea is so different than what they need. And we're back with Kevin Davies. He is the founder of biohealthscan.com. That's biohealth-scan.com. Now, Kevin has some really interesting technology. And once again, we've been learning about this over the weeks that he basically has people send in a photograph of themselves. And from this photograph, he can actually tell what is not optimized for a person's health. And not only can he tell what's not optimized, but there is a methodology to provide frequencies that basically help a person get back to optimized wellness or health. So this technology we've discovered is actually delivered remotely. You don't have to be in the UK. You can be anywhere in the world to be able to do this. And with this, they had some absolutely kind of incredible changes for people in their health. So today we want to learn about kind of what people have experienced. Who is this for? So tell us, what do you see out there? Who are the people that are typically kind of the best candidates to utilize this?
Yes, well, it's people with those invisible diseases. They know they're ill. And the medical world haven't got an answer. They've been through the medical mill. They've come out the other end, still no answers. So people that find me and find out about bioresonance, they're the ones that we can help and they can get their life back in a very short space of time. So you got people with chronic fatigue. We understand that story. You got people with Lyme disease. We understand that story. we got a family passed Lyme disease inside 3 months. That's unheard of. Inside the medical world, it's a really difficult thing to figure out and fix.
This technology, how long has it been around?
The programs I work with, the initial Hunter program, that's been around about 25 years now. The way I use it is that I use that for the automated full body scan, because we can get right down to those substructures, microstructures, figure out what's going wrong or keeping those structures from healing themselves, and then put that corrective information back in. And that is the full spectrum of corrective healing frequencies. So it's the full spectrum of correctly polarized healing frequencies going back in to get those structures working again.
Is this a technology, when somebody does your 21-day challenge that you have out there, do they receive kind of a report? This is what we see from your scan of your photograph. This is what we see going on with you. Or do you just go right to work? How does it work?
So, yeah, we do a report. We do an onboarding report, and we do a report afterwards. So they know that they feel the changes. They can feel that generally through the first session. And then after 20 days, they're really on a high, because they've been focusing on just getting one thing done. And health is one of those complicated things. It confuses a lot of people. Yeah. And what we're trying to do is simplify it, just make it an easy system to use and get past a lot of confusion that's out there. The internet is full of the right things, full of the wrong things. Depending on what you read, what you hear, depends on what you end up doing. I suggest you give us a try and get your life back. One of the clients turned around and said, I've now reclaimed my health. You know, that's a lovely phrase.
So a person comes in, they provide their photo, and you scan their photo, and you produce a report for them. Have there been a lot of the, or none, how does it work as far as the report goes? Have you gotten any people coming back to you saying, oh, you know what? I'm amazed because you scanned my photo and you could tell my liver was bad or my kidneys. And it just turns out my doctor said those tests as well. Is it showing up like that, or is it really revealing some underlying thing, you know, that the doctors did not catch? How does that work?
Right. So what you've got is, the doctors will only tell you that you've got a fatty liver, and they can probably tell you that your liver's failing, and they will suggest then a particular course of action. So they do a diagnosis. We don't offer a diagnosis. We look at what is it that keeps the liver healthy. So we're looking at, okay, how can we support the liver function? How can we support the cleaning organs? How can we get those cleansing organs working better than before? And we do that then by stimulating the body on the meridian channels. We do that by flooding your system with the full spectrum of correctly polarized healing frequencies. That puts the body in a really good place to repair itself. And when you get that right, hey, you get your life back.
So this operates through stimulating the meridians. And is that true?
And we can now do all that through a photograph. That's absolutely mind-blowing. That's part of the scalar technology that came out last year. That's how we're able to link our technology up and get this magic to work.
It certainly sounds like, you know, you use the word magic. It certainly sounds like that. But, you know, for years, you know, the in Chinese medicine, the meridians were thought to be just something made up. But there was a very interesting study done in France where they injected radioisotopes into the area that supposedly the meridians were. Modern science knew about blood flow, about nerves, those sorts of things. But when they injected these radioisotopes into where the meridian would be, the most amazing thing happened. It traveled down the exact place that the meridians were said to be. So this was amazing proof of scientific proof of the concept of meridians, that they are actually scientifically proven that they exist. So that was a major step forward for humanity that took place. I find it very interesting that you're utilizing that. It's very much not a thing that's exploited in Western medicine, but in Eastern medicine. And it sounds like you're doing it through kind of cutting edge computer technology today.
Well, if you think about how many times can you be stabbed by a needle to get that energy to flow right, the Chinese have been doing that. Their past masters at that, they've been doing it for years. All that we're doing now is using a different method to actually stimulate those energy systems. And that method, it's cutting edge. Yep, it's the latest technology. Yes, we're using fast computers, the fastest we've got on the planet, actually. It's the i9 computers. They're quick. The graphics are brilliant. You get to watch the graphics in real time. You get to feel the changes. We've worked with energy sensitive people, and they, when we work on the back, they can feel the energy shift in their back. And to kind of like pull the wool over their eyes a couple of times, I've cheated and not done it. And they go, "Kevin, you haven't done it." I know, I can feel the difference. And then I've gone like, "I have, you're just waffling." And, 3 days, 3 or 4 days later, they know I haven't done it. And I'm having to go, "Yeah, I didn't do it." And I'm just trying to catch them out, really. And they're there going like, "Nah, I can feel when you're working on me. I can feel when you're not."
Well, I think it's important that you take the placebo effect out of it. So I think that's a very important part of your.
If science can learn from the invisible world, I mean, where would we be? That would be a nicer thing to happen, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, this is very interesting technology. Biohealth-scan.com. That's a biohealth with a hyphen and then scan.com, or contact Kevin directly, biohealthscan@gmail.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. New models may be shown.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, and we are back. We're here talking with Lily Avalon and Bill McKenna. And we ended with that Lily had some Snow White moments when she was in San Diego. Does that happen to you often, Lily? And did you not realize that raccoons are not pets?
Yeah, that was a little bit of an ignorant moment for me, because I thought raccoons were kind of like they're the sorts of things that hang around houses, so they must be friendly. I just thought they were like cute trash trash cats. And yeah, I was very surprised when Bill had an odd look on his face going, what? What do you mean you patted a raccoon? Because it came up to the door and I thought, oh, hello. And I opened it and it didn't run away. So I thought, oh, they must be friendly. And yeah, so I got an apple for it and cute little hands grabbed a little apple and yeah, we had a nice moment. And it was a beautiful place for the Airbnb. But yes, it does happen quite a lot, I guess, because also my dad was a zoologist in Australia. So I spent a lot of time around animals.
When you obviously have that energy that they are comfortable coming up to you, because that is a rare thing. I mean, there are domesticated raccoons, but it's not normal. It's not a normal thing and not usually in this city. So no. That is a cool thing. So Bill, what stories were you wanting Lily to tell? Because I know she's got a million.
Hey, you know, Lily, can you just tell us some of the stories that impacted you the most as you went through your journey of your practitioner training, and you know, you applied everything. So tell us what you saw and tell us what the impact of it was.
Oh gosh, I have so many stories. I was lucky enough to be able to practice cognitive movement on most of my willing clients who I've already established relationships with. So I would pretty much tack on cognitive movement to any therapy that I did for them. So I have a lot of stories and they're all pretty amazing. Like there's not a single one that I wasn't just going, oh my God, this is like life-changing or just incredible to see, like miracles every time. So I think the one that I truly love is the one that I've spoken to you about before, where this lovely lady comes in who's a nurse and she had a horrific vomit reflex. So gagging every time she ever smelt strong BO, every time she ever smelt meat or seafood or any kind of feces, like dog poo on the street, so bad breath, etc. So every time, without fail, if she got a whiff of a bad smell, she would just endlessly gag and sometimes it would turn into vomiting. So it was a real problem for her, being a nurse especially. She was brilliant, very smart, but just could not find a solution to solving this problem. And so she came to me and I had recently done the craving sets, so learning how to change people's desires for food, alcohol, cigarettes, etc. I thought, well, if we can do that, maybe we can reverse the repulsion for something as well. And so we started doing cognitive movement, just thinking about bad smells. And of course, I had already pre-warned her, you're probably going to think about it and start gagging. And so I'm moving the ball around and I found some spots in her vision where it would get really intense for her. And we started clearing those. And a lot of memories came up for her. And they, like staying out of the story, I was expecting, oh, it must have been, you know, she trod in a dog poo and got something or blah, blah, blah. It turned out it was a really, what seems to be a minor incident, but it was a really big thing for her nervous system as a child. She had her parents and her older sister about 20 meters away from her in a shopping market. And she was very upset at about age 6, this was. And she had to run past a whole lot of meat being on display in this market. And the smell was really intense while she was really upset and feeling very distanced from her family. And that was the first time it ever happened for her. And then on top of that, all of these different memories stacked on it. So, yeah, being in seafood markets, smelling certain people. And we managed to clear that with cognitive movement once she made the realizations, oh, that's where it comes from, and cleared some of the emotional responses. I decided that we would go to a fish market straight after the session and trial whether or not she would gag. So she and I marched down to the fish market And I was gagging. It was so bad in there. I had my Cogno ball. And she stepped in and she had this big smile on her face and she's going, I don't really smell anything that bad. It seems pretty fresh in here. And I'm going, I need to do Cogno on this. So then she spent the next sort of after that session and the next 24 hours going around sniffing bad things, and she no longer had the gag reflex problem and the vomiting. So she's just been making leaps and bounds. She messaged me about 2 days afterwards and said, I never realized how much anxiety that had put on every interaction she had. She worried all of the time that she would be in a position where she would start to vomit. So she always had this level of preempted anxiety going into new situations, going into shops, meeting people or even clients when she was doing nursing, worrying that they would set off this vomiting. And so for her, that change, it really was only an hour and a half session, just dropped her level of anxiety in her daily life to be, she was so much freer. It was such a beautiful experience to watch. And I found it incredibly amusing because I stayed out of the story, let it do its thing. We found all of the reasons that it was there and managed to shift it quite quickly. So that was really enjoyable. And of course I came away just bouncing up and down, being like, oh my God, this is incredible. You know, because in psychology, they would be doing, gradual exposure therapy or big long chats with CBT or how to control it. And it just needed her to go back and have a look what was actually creating it.
But it's so interesting because really what it is the system went into fight or flight in a moment when her brain development and whatever her body was experiencing, the fear, her age, all of that added up to bad smells equal, you know, I'm probably going to die or I'm going to be left. Right.
Yeah.
And there's such small moments like this that you would never imagine it would create something bigger in life, but there it is. The nervous system learns and then just makes assumptions based on that. Right. And I can't imagine really for her how freeing that has to be, because as a nurse, you smell all kinds of stuff.
Oh yeah, very much so.
And I can imagine a bit the anxiety that would happen when you're afraid that any minute of every day you might have this unprofessional moment of gagging or vomiting because of a nasty smell. And for people listening, you think, oh, that's not that big of a problem. But for her, I can imagine it really, really would have been life limiting.
Yeah. It was. And she's just it's really made her feel so much more confident in her life and her career, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing for anybody. But I'm just so happy that she was able to come to those conclusions herself and clear that. All I did basically was just follow whatever the nervous system wanted to do and support that through the process. Yeah. And she's come back a few times and we've made some wonderful changes in her aversions to fruit and vegetables. So now she loves them. And that, again, was the most random thing. Reason for it was her mum forced her to eat a banana while everyone else was watching television and she didn't like bananas. So it then grew into other vegetables and fruits and, yeah. So she's making leaps and bounds in life with this.
That is life changing. So is she herself shocked at these things?
Yeah, she is. I remember she was so angry at banana during the session. And yeah, I'm just backtracking, being like, that banana. She's like, that fucking banana. Excuse my language. And she goes, and then halfway through, it goes back to an emotion about her mother, and she looked up at me and she goes, it's not the banana, is it? I'm like, it's not the banana. turned out to be the emotional reaction around her mother and feeling that isolation as well. So it was very cool, very, very cool. And I would have never picked that as the solution to the problem.
Right. And did you feel a little bit like a superhero?
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
That's a big secret that nobody tells you. Like, when you learn the cognomovement skills and you really, you know, you're really not doing all that much. If someone were to watch it, you know, it doesn't look like it. You're really doing a lot, but have the outcomes where it changes someone's life so dramatically in such a short time, you do feel a bit like a superhero, right, Bill? Yeah. Don't you think?
It is. It's that's why, you know, when we started this episode, I was just saying it just feels so darn good. You know, being a superhero feels good. You know, you're uplifting somebody in ways that just are impossible. My gosh, Lily, can you give us one more? We only got a couple minutes, but your stories are so good. Give us another one.
Absolutely. I'm just trying to think of. Oh, actually, I do have a really, really cool one that is quite close to my heart because she's a dear friend as well as a client. She is an amazing musician, like the voice of an angel. She'll just, if she's playing at a pub or a cafe, everybody goes quiet to listen to her for the entire time. She just captivates people. And she plays guitar. She's got these amazing vintage guitars. And she came to me one day and said, I've just got this real problem. Every time I go and play guitar, especially in public, I get horrific neck and back aches. My hand feels horrible. I start to then go numb in my toes. That shouldn't be the case, you know. And her posture was good. She was a very healthy, fit lady. And so I thought, okay, well, let's try cognitive movement with this. It's both physical and something else might be going on in there too. And we started the process of doing cognitive movement, and I found that she had this huge concussion where she was looking to play guitar, where her fingers went. And then on the other side, there was another concussion as well. So her eyes were just not tracking in this area. They would just go whoop and glitch and just nothing. Nothing was there. And when we started to clear it, all these memories came back for her that she'd completely forgotten about a car. She'd been hit by a car. And it turned out that she had been hit by the car on her head here, and her eyes had gone directly where the guitar was. So basically where she holds the guitar was where she looked when she got hit by a car. And so her brain and her nervous system still was in a protective mode. It didn't want to look there because she had experienced this horrible trauma. And all of these other memories started to come up that she hated being seen, because when the car hit her, a lot of school children and a lot of her peers and teachers were all watching this car crash where she'd been hit by a car. And so she felt incredible embarrassment, and she was uncomfortable when she looked over here and people were watching. And so it was affecting her guitar playing and her ability to perform in front of other people. She'd managed to kind of hide it for many, many years, but she'd always get pains and feel uncomfortable. And so we managed to clear a lot of that in her vision and bring it back into nice, smooth eye movement. And then her guitar playing became better. So she was able to look at the guitar, and her fingers a lot better, where it moved quicker. Her neck didn't hurt as much when she was playing. And the added bonus was that a lot of her emotions around being watched while playing guitar became much more positive. She didn't feel so uncomfortable with everybody watching her. So that was really, really incredible to sit and facilitate. Yeah, but I would never have guessed that that was because she looked that direction when being hit by a car.
Oh my gosh, that is an amazing, amazing story. How so juicy. And I'm sure such a massive relief for her, this thing that she loves to do and to be have less pain and, you know, be able to perform and all of that. Amazing, amazing, Lily. All right. So share with everybody, if they wanted to come and have a session with you, how would they do it? How would they reach you?
Yep. So I have a website, spiritintermediary.com. So you can make bookings online. I offer Zoom sessions with Cognitive Movement now and also other modalities for healing. I also have a clinic, as I mentioned, in West End in Brisbane. So you can book online or, and come in for an in-person session as well.
Well, and we couldn't recommend it more. I think that anybody having a session with you would have a beautiful time. Like Bill said, it'd be so much fun just to hang out with you, but really get some massive change. So that is spiritintermediary.com, and it will be / CogniMovement to find out about Lily's CogniMovement offerings, but she does so much more. So thank you so much for being here with us, Lily, and for being in our lives. Bill and I just love having you as a new friend and a new part of our family.
I'm very grateful as well. It's been a beautiful, beautiful thing for me to become part of the Cognitive Movement family.
All right, Bill, we got to go. Thanks for being here this week.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye, Lily.
Bye.
Everybody in UK Health Radio Land, until next week, be safe and be well.
If you'd love to hear more of Lily Avalon's story, join us on YouTube at the Cogno Movement channel or our brand new Cogno Movement Wired for More channel.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.